everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict Sin. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about The Walking Dead Season 7, Episode 14, entitled The Other Side. This is our instant cast. We just finished watching. Gary, what are your thoughts?
I didn't care too much for this episode. It was another heavy-handed episode. Like Sasha, it was a focus on Sasha. Sasha pray over the grave. Sasha cry over the grave. Sasha gives someone a gift.
Who's Enid. Enid for the baby.
A gift for the baby. Hold this until I get back. Come on, everybody know you don't say do anything until you get back, because you're not coming back. I don't know, it's so heavy-handed.
Well, she didn't say hold it till I get back. She was like, hold this for me. You know, it's for the baby. It was almost like she was saying her goodbye to Enid.
Right, she was.
So Sasha is under the understanding that she's not going to come back. We, as the audience, are understanding that she's probably not going to come back.
Well, I don't think she thought at that moment that she wasn't coming back.
Yeah, when her and Rosita first planned it, they said, we know how this is not going to, how this is going to end. We're not going to make it. Like, they both said that they know they're going to die.
I mean, I understand she said that at one point, but the episode had you believing that she believed that there was a way out. That's why she wanted to shoot from the outside.
Yeah, if there, they stayed put,
there's a way
put,
that we can escape.
I don't think they stayed put long enough. Like, they're, when they were out there, I was like, oh, okay, perfect. They're in the perfect spot. You know, they have the upper ground and everything.
Right.
I don't know why everything has to happen right away. Like, how do you even think you're going to make it to Negan in the compound if you go inside? It's just impossible. You're not Jack Bauer. I mean, it was just impossible. The episode, there was a whole, I'm not going to say it was the worst episode ever. It definitely was nowhere near the best. It was just an okay episode. It was very slow, and I usually don't mind slow, but a lot of it was just, I don't know. It was nothing special, nothing there, you know? We'll see what happens if I think differently when we watch it the second time and do notes, but it didn't get me excited. This would have been a perfect episode to actually skip an instant cast for, because I really don't have much to say about it.
I mean, I just know that was a bad combination. Rosita and Sasha going anywhere together, because you already know that you don't get along with this person. And then it was somewhat kind of disrespectful. You know, Sasha, the necklace that she got from Abraham.
Oh, she was wearing it?
Yeah, it fell out of her shirt when she bent over. And Rosita said, you like it? Good, I made it.
Oh, no, that's disrespectful. I missed that part. That's disrespectful that Abraham gave that to Sasha. like, come on. If I was Sasha, I'd be like, what? You made it. And then he gave it to me? Now, that's a little juicy. I like that part. I liked hearing Rosita talk about her past boyfriends and like, the guys that she went with during the apocalypse at the beginning, how she learned from them. I did like that part. But, yeah, the episode as a whole, kind of slow.
So I guess we could only assume that Sasha's dead.
Or going to be soon. Going to be soon.
Right.
And then who was that at the end? I think you missed it, but someone at the end, when Rosita stopped to cry after Sasha, you know, kicked her out, even at the same time I was thinking, okay, we saw you guys climb a fence earlier in the episode. It was the same type of fence. Why don't you just climb this fence? I don't even get why. Oh, unless it's spiked at the top, is it?
I think she probably thought about it until the guys came out the door.
Oh, because earlier in this same episode, they climbed a fence just like that,
right,
unless it's spiked. But there was a person at the end after Rosita ran off and was crying or whatever, and it looked like Daryl, but then on scenes for next week, it looked like Daryl because it kind of looked like it had bow and arrows, maybe, possibly, but I don't know. Because in the next week's episode, it showed Daryl and he was on his motorcycle.
Maybe.
Unless they're going to do a flashback.
He came and got her.
Maybe.
Or maybe it wasn't Daryl. Maybe it was, what's his name? Dwight.
Or Jesus. They had sort of long hair and it was dark. And I could have sworn I saw bow and arrows. But the only reason why I don't think it was Daryl or make me question that it was Daryl, because it showed it so fast. And it was so dark. So it was kind of, if they wanted us to know it was Daryl for sure, it would have showed him a little longer, it seems. But
well, if he had a bow, it could only be one or two people, Dwight or Daryl. Dwight has Daryl bow, And remember, Daryl has a new bow.
Yeah. Unless Jesus took Daryl's bow.
I know, we had to watch it again. Watch it slow motion.
We'll see.
Pause, play, pause, play, pause, play.
Yeah, see who was.
Yeah, that's all I have. I don't.
Yeah. That's all I got, too. That's all I got.
I didn't care too much for the episode.
Yeah, we'll have to watch again. Who knows? Maybe we watch it again. We're like, oh, yeah, this part was cool or something. But at this point, I don't feel like just talking just to talk.
Right.
Rather have something good to say. So we will be back Wednesday for sure. Wednesday, because I'm going out of town. So we'll be back Wednesday with our full recap. Likes, dislikes, Most Likely to Die, and I Ain't Fearing Shit. So
right,
we'll have to see who got that one, since Rosita and Sasha, you know, were they being brave or were they being stupid? So
right,
hit us up dead@theverdictsin.com or on Twitter @theverdictsin or facebook.com/theverdictsin, and we will discuss your feedback on the podcast. Just a reminder, we are also going to be covering American Crime. We'll start that up very soon. We haven't watched the first episode yet. And then I realized Empire comes back on this week as well.
Right.
So that was a long break. They were off like for about 3 months, I think.
Yeah.
So Empire is back, I believe, Wednesdays, and that one has its own feed if you guys watch Empire. All right. Thank you so much. Have a good night. I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Bye.
Bye.